Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Sean, as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform in conjunction with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated. And as you know, if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And we have a fantastic and intriguing prospect on tonight's program. It's none other than Jacob Harris of Central Florida. He has a very, very unique story. Basically a soccer player turned football player, but he's 6'4", 221, and I tell you what, he had a 20.8 yards per catch the last two seasons, was with the Knights, a big slot receiver, and I just think we're on the cusp of seeing more and more of Mr. Jacob Harris. But with that said, Jacob, welcome to the program. How's this evening treating you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Been treating very well. You know, it's been going at it right now in this off season, getting ready for pro day and making sure that I can showcase the best of myself.
Yeah, and you, speaking of showcases, you were down at the Gridiron College Gridiron Showcase down in Fort Worth, Texas. Fantastic opportunity. You got to practice. You got to be interviewed and talk with these NFL scouts that were on hand. What was it like just letting these scouts know who you are, not only as a player, but just as a human being and a person, a man?
Oh, you know, it was a great experience, great opportunity. You know, I was very thankful and fortunate to be selected to go to the CGS, especially during, you know, certain circumstances with COVID. So, you know, it was an awesome experience. I enjoyed every bit of it. And being able to, you know, talk to the scouts and really, you know, be present in front of them, I think really helped not only show my personality and my side, but, you know, also what I've learned and what I know about football.
And we'll get to how you started, but did they ask a lot about, you know, your late start, if you will, and just, you know, kind of being new, not to the game, but just kind of, you know, basically, you know, preferred walk-on, and you get a scholarship by Coach Heupel, and, you know, next thing you're blossoming into this big target receiver. I mean, did they talk a little bit out of that, or they were just worried about where you're at right now?
Oh yeah, pretty much the conversation overall at the CGS was, you know, my story and how I got to be, you know, from high school to where I'm at now. Pretty much that was the whole story that I was asked from a lot of these scouts that a lot of them were interested in.
Awesome. And why don't we get to it? So if our audience isn't familiar with you, this is a great backstory, folks. Jacob is a hell of a soccer player. He had originally, I believe, he went to Florida Gulf Coast to play soccer and had a change of hearts, and you could kind of take it from there.
Yeah, I actually never enrolled into Florida Gulf Coast coming out of high school. I was a verbal commit for about a week.
Okay.
And then after that week went by, it was clear that my heart wasn't with soccer anymore. It was with football, and I made the decision to decommit, you know, not knowing that I really had a true opportunity at football. It was just kind of, you know, going for, you know, what I really wanted. And, you know, at that point, you know, I reached out to my high school coach and told him, you know, I wanted to play football. And then this happened to be after signing day as well, and he was able, you know, reach out to a couple of colleges, get me some visits, and luckily I landed at a spot at WKU as a preferred walk-on.
And then lo and behold, I believe homesick or just wasn't feeling it. And then you made the switch to Central Florida.
Yeah. I was at WKU for that fall semester. Loved the football, a little bit of a culture shock living out there in Bowling Green, you know, being from Florida, but it was I had some, you know, family stuff going on at home. I felt it was the right decision to move back home, be closer to family. And I ended up, you know, spending that spring 2015 all the way to fall of 2016. I was out of football. I was just taking classes at a community college close to home, still training, helping coach wide receivers at my high school. But that was probably the toughest time of my life, just, you know, figuring out, you know, football was kind of up in the air at that point. I didn't really know if I had an opportunity. And luckily, I had a chance to go be a walk-on at UCF, and then here I am now.
Wow, man. Jacob, we've been doing this a long time. This is truly one of the more unique stories. I didn't know you were actually out of it totally for a while. I just thought Western Kentucky went, you know, basically right into you know, Central Florida. That is a wild ride. And folks, I'm telling you, this kid looks phenomenal. He's got the grass showcase. He was big, chiseled. I mean, and he's every bit of 6'4", 221. He looks the part. You know, start thinking of your Mike Williams, your Mike Evans, your Alshon Jeffrey, those big body type receivers. And this kid definitely fits that mold. And the stats, man, I mean, you know, you go from 19 catches to 30 catches, 448 to what, 559, and then the big one touchdown to 8 this past year. And again, that big whopping 20.8 yards per catch, man. That's 23.6, you know, I mean, whopping yards per catch. How comfortable do you feel right now, Jacob? And how, I mean, what's the ceiling? I mean, how good do you think you can get?
Oh, I feel like I've just tapped into my potential, what I could be as a receiver. You know, looking back, I've been playing football for 5 years now. I didn't start playing receiver until I got to Western Kentucky. So I didn't even play a receiver in high school that 1 year. I played free safety. So I look at these past two seasons as, you know, I showed a lot of potential of what I could do. And, you know, I made some mistakes out there as well. But I feel like the mistakes that I made are stuff that I can definitely learn from and improve upon. Nothing that'll hold me back as far as growing. And, you know, I look back at, you know, my football career in college. I really, you know, I played two seasons at receiver ever in my football career. And I think that alone, you know, shows I'm not doing too bad. And I've got a lot more to learn and a lot more to grow. And that's, you know, I feel like my ceiling is set so high. And then I feel like I've just barely scratched the surface of what I can do.
Yeah, and listen, as a show host, when I knew you were coming on, because I think there's going to be a big buzz about you. I think in a month and a half, as the draft buzz really, really gets going, you're going to be a busy man with people peppering you for interviews. And I'd be afraid that you'd be like, dude, I'm tired of doing interviews and we miss you. That's like, well, hey, we got Jacob Harris on. And this kid's an NFL draft sleeper. And for you, I mean, you're down to Kickin' Showcase. You know these scouts know more about you than you probably know about yourself. I mean, these guys go deep. But in your own words, Jacob, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities that you bring to the receiver position that you think they're going to fall in love with?
I think first and foremost, I see myself as the ultimate teammate. I'm a guy that's pretty selfless when it comes to the game of football. That's mainly what helped me fall in love with the game, is the fact that you're relying on 11 guys on the field to do their job, do what they need to do every play, every snap. And, you know, if one piece messes up or screws up, that could be a whole play or a whole drive that's tarnished. And I really fell in love with that part of the game. And I see myself as a real selfless guy. I take blocking on the perimeter very seriously. And I pride myself on blocking on the perimeter. And then being a versatile guy, I think that's what gave me a lot of opportunities at UCF, is being able to not be designated to just the outside receiver on the left or the right, or just the slot receiver on the left or the right. I was able to, you know every position, and for the coaches to have confidence to put me in anywhere and know that I would be able to get the job done and know what to do.
Excellent. How about this one? This is your show. We want to let these guys know you inside and out, and you be able to share that. What may not be seen on tape that they need to know about? You could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie, team captain. Maybe you're great in the community. I mean, what are some of the intangibles that aren't evident on tape that these guys need to know?
Yeah, definitely get involved with the community wherever I'm at. I know at UCF I had plenty of opportunities, you know, get involved with the community. I did, you know, 1 year getting involved with the Girls and Boys program after I think it was like after school program, you know, we were able to get out there and, you know, hang out with the kids. And then we had another opportunity, a few guys, we were able to, you know, go do special needs program where we went bowling with all these kids, you know, and got to bond with kids and families, and just great, you know, getting out there for the community. Not only is a good representation of yourself, but, you know, a good representation of the program lets you know, like, lets people get a little bit of an inside view of, you know, the program that you're from. And I feel like UCF did a good job of presenting those opportunities for guys on the team as well. And then apart from that, I would say off the field, a lot of stuff behind the scenes as far as a lot of extra work outside of my regular football schedule. I was, you know, in the off season, especially just putting in extra work and route running, catching, just stuff that I knew that I was behind in compared to a lot of guys who've been playing their whole lives. And, you know, I feel like a lot of work behind the scenes is important, extra work getting it in. And it's not something that, you know, I usually talk about a lot because, you know, I feel like you don't need to talk about it. If it's something you truly enjoy doing, you just go out there and do it.
Fair enough, man. Totally fair enough. How about this one? When that play is called in, what's your favorite, I guess, what's your favorite pass pattern to run? What's your favorite way to haul in a catch for a touchdown? What's your favorite route?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say, you know, go route, but that's pretty one-dimensional. I'd say my favorite route is actually coming from the slot. It's almost like a deep drag route coming across the field. But the way we ran it at UCF, it gave me plenty of options, whether it was a man look, I was able to break across flat, or if they were showing, you know, too high safety, I could split the middle and hit a home run down the middle. I think I hit one in UConn 2019 for like 74 yards. But then, you know, I had a couple this season, you know, come across the middle. It's an easy 20-yard plus catch, and it gives you an opportunity to work in both the zone and man looks, which, you know, is pretty unstoppable when you can get open in both of those scenarios.
Fantastic, Jacob. Fantastic job, man. We appreciate you sharing some of your time with us and allowing our audience to know a little bit more about you before everybody, I think, is going to know about you. Once again, Jacob Harris, the Central Florida standout, Knights receiver here on the C2P. Jacob, before we let you go, we got a couple minutes. We always like to call it three and out. A few lighthearted questions thrown your way. Ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Now, I've been asking this question a lot. We went prior to going on. I said Landau performance, Lauren Landau. A lot of guys training for combine prep, pro day, NFL draft prep, however you want to say it. But if you could become the trainer tomorrow and pick one of the people who train you and put them through a little hell, who are you going to pick and what are you going to make them do?
Oh, that's a good one. You know, I'll pick Augie, our head trainer. I'll pick him and I'll put him through, what is it? Let's go. I'll put him through our little ab circuit series that we do. It's a good little burn.
I love it. I think everybody, Willie, I think somebody picked a Willie. Gosh, I'm trying to dig the other name, but that was the first Augie. Of the bunch. How about this one? I think Randy Shannon's there now, but Josh Heupel and Scott Frost as well. But Josh Heupel, did anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Heupel, and would they do it in front of him?
I was trying to think. Oh man, I can't. You know, I can't remember if any guys did an impression of Coach Heupel. We had a lot of jokes on the team, though. But no, I know that I can't remember off the top of my head if anyone did, and if they did do it in front of them, it had to have been during a team meeting or something. I'm trying to think, but I wish I remembered or knew something about that.
And then the final one, the draft will be closely approaching. I mean, it's right around the corner. I'm sure that weekend you're going to be with family and friends that week. Who's the best cook in your family? And when you celebrate that special day, what would you like to have that person have prepared for you?
Oh, my mom, for sure. My mom, definitely the best cook in the family. And probably the shepherd's pie. That's been a little family recipe for a while, and I love it.
Nice. I love it. I like a little different. I usually hear the same meals. Yeah, a little separate. That has to be pretty kick butt, Jacob, if that's the meal that mom does. Man.
Oh yeah.
Man, I'm gonna have to text you and try to get a photo shot of that if she makes that for you on draft day. I'd like to like I said, that's shepherd's pie. I like it. Jacob, you've been terrific.
Oh, yeah.
We always like to tell like stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and man, we just want to wish you the best moving forward, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and I really appreciate you guys having me on the show.
No problem at all.
This has been a C2P exclusive.